5.6. Making notes. Listen to a radio program about the Fair Trade Scheme.
Do you start your day with a cup of coffee? I know that I do. Or maybe a cup of tea or hot chocolate. Or perhaps you have some fruit juice and a banana. Now, you may not know, but all these products come from developing countries in the South. And one of the problems is that these products are often produced by farmers who are not earning enough to support themselves and their families decently. Craig Thomas reports.
Yeah, that's right. These products are freely traded around the world. And because there's a plentiful supply of these crops, the prices paid to the growers are low. And they're often paid by middlemen who buy at the lowest price and have to make their own profits. Now, to make matters worse, the world price fluctuates depending on harvests around the world. And this means farmers never know how much their crop is going to earn them. And of course, they depend on selling their crops to buy food for their families and to pay for their children's education. To take an example, let's look at bananas and we can see how this works. Sally Anderson has recently visited the Caribbean island of St. Vincent, and she's with us today. Sally, you talked to farmers there.
Yes, I have. And the problem that banana growers in many small Caribbean islands face is that a farmer and his or her family runs a small farm of 1 or 2 hectares, and their livelihood depends on bananas. It's often their only crop, and they can't compete on price with giant plantations of Ecuador and Colombia, mm-hmm. where workers are paid as little as $1 a day. The quality of their bananas is superior, but the price is higher.
Right. Well, one solution to this problem is the Fair Trade Scheme, which was set up in 1992 by development agencies, including Oxfam and Christian Aid. How does this work exactly?
Well, the Fair Trade Scheme guarantees a decent fixed price to growers who belong to a cooperative. This is a guaranteed minimum price. And this means that they don't suffer when the market price is low, and therefore they can afford to feed their families and educate their children. They sign a long-term contract, which covers the cost of production, a basic living wage, and when world prices rise above the minimum, they get a little bit extra. 10% is added as a social premium, which goes into a social fund to help improve their working and living conditions. And in return, they undertake to produce high-quality bananas and refrain from using child labour to sustain the environment.
But it's not only bananas, is it, Craig? What other kinds of fair trade food are available?
Well, best known and most widely available is coffee. After oil, coffee is the most highly valued commodity in the world. It's a huge market, and coffee is grown mostly in developing countries. And unfortunately, most of the coffee growers around the world don't make a good living. They often have to sell to unscrupulous middlemen at very low prices. Even when the world price rises, they don't benefit. Now, fair trade can help them to improve their lives enormously. Coffee is the most widely marketed product under the Fair Trade brand. The label on each pack of coffee may even inform you which community the coffee comes from and how buying it will help the local growers to improve their lives. This pack of Cafe Direct that I have here has a nice picture of Mario Hernandez in Nicaragua saying, "We have seen achievements. Now I have money to buy clothes for my children, to build my house. Day by day, things are improving because of the better price." So, there you are, the buyer feels a personal connection with the farmer.
Mm, that's excellent. And how many producers belong to this fair trade scheme?
Well, there are over 500,000 farmers in about 13 countries, and they all belong to cooperatives, as I said earlier. So their communities share the benefits. Now, to make this work, consumers in the north are being persuaded to support the scheme by paying a little bit extra for their bananas. But in return, they get a high-quality product and, more importantly, they get the warm feeling that they are playing the part in helping poorer people in the south.
Mm, important, absolutely. Now, apart from coffee and bananas, Craig, are there any other products that come under this fair trade scheme?
Oh, yes. You can buy tea, chocolate and cocoa. Honey, sugar, orange juice, all with the Fair Trade logo on the pack. In fact, there are over 70 different food and drink products available now in the UK. Some of these are organics, some are not, but the Fair Trade Foundation monitors the standards of production and the quality of the products, all products. And almost all these products are grown by small growers who belong to cooperatives. Because this is one way to keep costs down. There's no middleman involved if the products are brought directly from the cooperative. Small farms are not as cost-effective as larger plantations, so, sadly, the price has to be higher.
Mm. So, would you say the problem for consumers is the price?
Well, that's right. On average, fair trade products cost around 30% more than the equivalent non-fair trade product. So they are more likely to be bought by better-off shoppers. But still, the number of products is growing all the time, and their popularity is growing too. Manufacturers who use the fair trade logo pay 2% of the wholesale price to the Fair Trade Foundation, which uses that money to monitor the scheme and to find new sources and raise awareness among both suppliers and consumers.
But the big question is, can you taste the difference?
Yes, you can. Windward Islands bananas taste absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, and the coffee's great too. Well worth the extra few pence.
But best of all, you know you're making a worthwhile contribution to the welfare of farmers and their families.